This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 358, recorded Thursday, July 27th, 2017, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Jerry, you are back from somewhere. I was somewhere.
Somewhere was good.
Did you have fun somewhere?
I enjoyed myself. I relaxed.
Okay.
Mostly.
What is this relaxation thing that you speak?
What you do when you go somewhere.
Oh, I better go somewhere. Cool. I've been told that I have to figure out when I'm taking my vacation. I sort of found that hard when my job was so encompassing that it didn't even let me come home at night. But now I have to buckle down and figure that out.
Yep. You probably need to take vacation.
Yeah, but they keep giving me things to do. So I'm blaming them.
Yep, you should.
I'm told that I have to go and finish one project, and then I have another project. And there never seems to be a time when there's a lull.
Those lulls are called vacation.
Yeah, but then I come back and they've piled up all the work on my desk conveniently so that I can continue it when I come back.
Congratulations.
Yep. It's nice of them, isn't it? You know, they saved it in a pile.
Yeah.
So, let's see. What's going on? I turned on my Moto X Pure, hoping that maybe it got Nougat sometime before Android O shows up.
Right.
It's even still on the December security update.
Oh, no.
Well, I use it because it's not currently connected to a network, even though I really do like the feel of the phone. I use it sort of like a couch one.
Right.
I leave it next to the couch. What do you think I meant when I said a couch one?
I
leave old phones by the couch so that then I could leave my normal phone charging somewhere, not by the couch.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, either way. So, let's see.
I haven't charged my phone since I got back.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's still at 50%.
Yeah, mine, as I said, the battery's been acting up. If you are interested, there, Wood is doing refurbished Pixels today.
Wood is doing who?
Is selling refurbished Pixels.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
For only $400.
Considering that the original list price was $700, that's not so bad.
Interesting.
It's more than I'm willing to pay.
Sure, me too.
$700, I consider $400, but not necessarily for a Pixel. At least when it's so close to something else coming. Anyway, few stories. Apparently, 3 months later, Google still hasn't fixed Android Wear's Google account copy bug.
Now, this is the bug where when you first set up your phone or your watch, you have to copy your account to the phone and it
to just the doesn't watch.
Work. To the watch. It just doesn't work.
Well, originally on Android Wear 1, you didn't do that. The phone was a less intelligent device. But in version 2, it now has a version of the Play Store. So therefore, it needs your account data. It can actually act independently.
But it doesn't work.
Actually, I was able to get it to work. It only took me 10 times.
10 times?
Yeah.
Well, that's better than some people who haven't been able to get it to work at all.
Yeah, but I have a Play Store on there, and when I get a Hangouts message, I can actually use a little tiny keyboard to respond to it. I wouldn't normally do that, but I wanted to try to see how you use a little tiny keyboard.
Ah, okay.
And it also has the usual canned responses, you know, like yes, no, okay.
Interesting.
I was looking for one. I'm on my watch and can't talk to you right now. They didn't seem to have one of those.
That's funny.
Yeah, well, I think it's an improvement, but there are still some problems. But I still have that Kickstarter watch on order. That's the more watchy watch. What was that thing called? The Tick Watch?
Yes. I don't remember.
The Tick Watch was the $119 Tick Watch. The Tick Watch E, which on sports version, which actually looks like a watch. We'll see if that ever happens. The last time that I invested in something was that Karma Go, and that didn't quite work out. There's the fourth developer preview for Android O is available, which means the official Android O will come soon.
Woot! Looking forward to a little Android Oreo.
Oatmeal cookie.
You shush now.
Ovaltine.
How about Oreo?
Okra. Okinawa. I'm sorry, I was running out of things that I could think of that were food related that started with O. Anyway. Let's see. Waze for Android Auto is now available for actual Android Auto devices, not the Android Auto phone edition.
Woo!
Well, I like Android Auto. It's a bunch of nice big buttons. I want that in my car if I have my phone on a little mount. I don't want to scramble around for little buttons. I want it to give me big buttons. Would you agree with that statement?
Sure.
While you're driving?
Sure.
Flexi Keyboard is back with a new development team.
And this is the company that made a keyboard, and then they were bought by Pinterest, and then they stopped making that keyboard.
Yes. So apparently they have the keyboard has apparently been handled by a new owner.
And thingy new thingy? Dev- is that what it was?
Thing thing.
Oh.
So basically they bought the development team, they got rid of the product. That's sort of interesting, isn't it?
Yep.
Bought the people, got rid of the product, and interesting. So you can try Flexi, which is apparently a fast keyboard where you can say it with GIFs.
Yeah, I'm not real sure of the usefulness of that.
Yeah, but somebody might. I'm still happy with Gboard.
Me.
As I keep a copy on my wrist, apparently.
It's still, after many months, it's still not near as good a prediction as SwiftKey.
Well, I hear SwiftKey has reduced some of that lag that caused me to switching. Although I always get nervous when a product is acquired by Microsoft. But that's a whole other conversation. AutoTools 2.0 was released. Have you used Tasker?
What are AutoTools?
It's sort of like an enhancement on Tasker. Have you been using Tasker? I haven't used it in a while because I haven't found anything that I really needed to task.
I have, yes.
What do you task?
For example, when I get in my car and when it connects to my car, turn off the Wi-Fi. And if I'm in the if it's connected to the car and it's plugged in, then don't turn the screen off.
That can be useful. I wonder what ever happened to that one I was using, Llama. I think they replaced it with another name that I can't remember. Google Duo's boss reports that the app uses 8 megabytes a minute of data when video chatting.
Wow. So don't use it if you don't have unlimited. For clarification, that means that's 120 megabytes gone in 15 minutes.
Yeah, they really should have a quality set.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Especially since the last time I used it, the quality didn't look so good for 8 megabytes a minute. I used it a lot while I was in. People wanted to see where I was. So they'd call me on Duo and I'd point the phone out the window. It also, in another update, Duo has added their calls to your call history. So basically, if you receive a Duo call, it'll show up in the call history.
That's cool.
I'm still a little disappointed that you can't use Duo on anything unless you have a phone number, because I would have used it on my tablet.
Ah.
Or maybe on that phone that doesn't. Actually, wait a minute. Does a data sim have a phone number?
Should, yes.
So I could use it on the Moto X, which has the Project Fi data sim.
You have to find the number.
It's probably in the settings. Let me check. I have that phone. Let's see. Dude. Data sims have that. Oh, my device is low on space. That's a problem for later. My phone number, unknown. Let's see. It does not know what my phone number is. Cause it only. Oh, well. So much for that idea. Now, what can you do? The new Samba client for Android, the one that we mentioned previously, now supports Samba version 3, which is good because the previous versions weren't quite so secure.
As evidenced by the, what was that called? There was some really bad worm that went around. WannaCry, the ransom, WannaCry ransom. That's what it was. It took advantage of Samba version.
But I'm just going to say that if you are at version 3, then people using version 1 really should update. It doesn't matter what the product is. If it's gone 2 major versions, then it's probably time.
Sure.
I'm not going to say that applies to everything, but that applies to most. Google has launched motion stills for Android. Have you tried this?
No.
I haven't needed to, but I want to try it when I have something worth taking a picture of that might benefit from a motion still.
It allows you to capture live photos with the app. The app stabilizes and creates loops out of them.
So this is basically animated GIF or GIF.
Automatically loops them. That's cool.
Yeah. Now, Apple, I think, released something like this a while ago where they had their live photo idea, where the photo would move slightly. I think this is them trying to do that. And if you plan on flying on a plane in the near future, the USTSA has decided that all electronics larger than a cell phone have to be separated into the bin, except if you've paid them $85 in order to not have to take off your shoes, in which case you can leave your devices in there until the TSA complains about it, scolds you, and makes you take them out, even though their rules say you don't have to.
That explains I had to take my iPad out when I went the thingy, which is fine, whatever.
Well, my objection always comes that I'd like to follow the rules, but they deliberately make it so that they're not consistent with the rules because they let any of their people make a judgment as to whether or not they need to send you for additional screening. And then when you ask them why, they tell you something that's not consistent with their own rules. So the classic TSA rule said that you did not have to take a netbook out of your bag. So I never took my netbook out when I had one. And they would always scold me and they'd say it was a laptop. I said, no, it's a netbook. I even printed out a copy of the rule that said I didn't have to take it out. But then you get an annoyed thing that you're not cooperating. So basically they can change the rules whenever they want.
I don't think they so much as change them. They don't change the rules as much as they change their interpretation.
Yeah. So, you know, I recently took a flight that took me through several airports. So I was screened by security in 3 different countries, and basically five times. And the only people who actually insisted on inspecting my bag were the TSA in Detroit when I was checking in for a domestic leg. So
you have such different excess traveling. When I traveled, I went through TSA, but I didn't really go through any customs checks when I got into the other country. And as I was leaving the other country, I went through customs and immigration in the other country. And when I got back, I just got off the plane. It was easy peasy. No problems, no worries.
Well, then you did pre-clearance, where they let you into the U.S. before you left. No, sure. No, some countries have that. For example, Canada. Many Canadian airports. Anyway, I can tell you that I asked why they wanted to inspect my bag after it had been inspected many times before and nobody had seen the need to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what item they found suspicious?
Your pizza?
No, my tuna fish.
I was close.
But that tuna fish had been in the bag at every stop. So only the United States government, or in this case, the Transportation Security Administration, thought that tuna was suspicious. But anyway, I don't know how to follow the rules, and I've tried. It frustrates. Adobe has finally announced the death of Flash as of 2020.
That's just funny. I find it funny.
Well, they've talked about it slowly going away. They've actually set a date. That's promising.
At which time, it will no longer be relevant at all, because nobody will.
Yeah, but we thought it wasn't relevant now, and there's still people who are insisting on using it.
True enough.
Project Fi is providing extra credits to offset unintended usage due to a reporting issue. So basically, they didn't report that you were using a certain amount of data until several weeks after you'd used it. So they are giving people credits to offset the fact that because you thought you would use less data, you might have ended up using more data.
That makes sense in a kind of weird sort of way. And I find it extremely respectable.
Yes, they didn't have to. Also, in a related note that I didn't put in the show notes, apparently they are doing a referral drive right now. Where
TSA?
No, Project Fi.
Oh.
Where you will get extra bonus items, and if you get enough referrals, you could win a free trip to Mountain View.
Interesting.
Unfortunately, all the people I know who are interested in Project Fi are on it.
Sure.
That's you. I'm not saying there aren't other people I know who might be interested in Project Fi. You're the only person I know who is interested.
And I'm still interested.
Hopefully there'll be new phones soon.
I'm sure there will.
In a mid-market.
Hopefully before I'm tired of the phone that I can't use.
I'm only tired of my phone because of the battery issue.
You should really change it. It'll make a difference.
Yeah, but I'm afraid of losing my phone for that period of time.
And it only takes a couple hours.
And I still don't know who to ask. I don't know where to find a reliable Nexus 5X servicing organization.
Here's what you do. You go into any phone repair store, and you show them the phone, and you say, can you replace the battery in that? And if they say, oh, crap, then that's a good place for you to get it fixed at.
Really? You were suggesting the thing that will make me feel more comfortable is somebody saying, oh, crap?
Well, it implies that they have seen that phone involved.
Wouldn't that imply that they saw the phone, discovered it wasn't an iPhone, which is the only thing they know how to repair, and said, oh, he's going to give this phone, and I'm going to be forced to figure out how to repair it?
No, because nobody takes their iPhones to repaired at third-party repair shops.
I don't even know where there is a third-party repair shop.
Google is your friend.
I didn't say I couldn't figure that out. I'm just saying I don't remember ever seeing one. There must be one. Then who knows if they have the part in stock? Do I have to supply the part?
No, but you tell them, hey, this, I want you to replace my phone, my battery, and they say, well, I don't have any in stock, I'll need to order it, and you say, okay, and then you give them, like, you know, $50, they order it, and they call you when it comes in, and then you take them their phone, and you sit in the waiting room for a couple hours while they replace it.
What is this, a loved one? I have to sit in the waiting room?
Well, wait. They're not going to let you in the back with all the cool
I can't go to the, like, the store down the street or the restaurant.
You can do whatever you'd like for those couple hours. But you were worried about not having your phone while it was getting replaced.
Then I'll take the Moto X out and I'll be able to use data.
You were the one that was complaining. I'm just giving you a solution. It is. And anyway, it worked out well for me. I liked it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, shortly after that. Oh, did we talk about? Okay, so I replaced the battery in my phone. And then a few months later, it went into the boot loop, right? And we've known Nexus 6s go into boot loops, some of them. And once that happens, then there's really nothing you can do to it other than get a new one, right?
Yeah, although they think they have a solution now.
Right, and the temporary solution is where they disable a large portion of PU.
That seems like a bad solution.
It is a bad solution. It will, but it will make your phone work. You need to get it from, but apparently it makes it significantly slower. And the battery works because the part of the CPU that you disable is also the super efficient part. So it's fast and power efficient. So without it, then you're left with slow and so less than ideal. But if you need to get those photos off.
I'm thinking about that.
Why? Is your phone boot looping?
No. I'm worried about somebody performing surgery on it. Anyway, we'll see. Maybe in the next few weeks something new will come out.
I don't think so. We probably have already had warnings or leaks of something coming out soon, right?
There was.
Right, but didn't that say October?
Well, there's a rumor that there might be a phone that will be coming to Project Fi in quarter four. They're rumoring that the Moto X4, which is a successor to the phone that I have here that I like, might be coming to Project Fi. I'm not necessarily married to having
it. Oh, that, the X4.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the X3. The only thing that annoys me about the X3 is I don't seem to be getting an update. You know, Motorola was good about that, but now that it's Lenovo Motorola, not so much.
So does that call it a day for us?
Unless there's anything on your mind.
I have to fill out a sub-butt.
Sorry.
There's a lot of stuff on.
I had to move furniture because I've decided to wire my living room into my bedroom. I got the idea from that hotel. I wanted to be able to walk between rooms and have the same program on. So I bought myself two HDMI couplers that go into Keystone Jack and ran them through the jacks in the wall that I use for Ethernet. So I added an extra jack. Except apparently I didn't buy very good jacks because one of them I pushed the cable in and the whole thing fell into the wall. I have another jack coming tomorrow. I probably should ask for a refund, but I already feel guilty about the last complaint of the people at Amazon. They didn't deliver the item, and I asked for a refund. I got one, and when I came back, it was in my mailbox with a note that they delivered it apparently to a house two blocks down, which admittedly is still the fault of the shipper, but it was not the fault of Amazon. I think they should have held the shipper responsible, but they told me to just keep the item. So now I'm set for a while.
Cool. I got an Amazon Dot.
Oh, really? I have one of those.
My job provided it so that I can do development work.
Oh, what are you developing for it? A app that does something? Or skills?
Well, we have two things that we need to do. One is I need to be able to determine which listeners to our audio streams are listening on Amazon's, you know, on an Alexa device. And I need to write a skill that will make it so that you can listen to any of our streams on the Android or on the Alexa.
Oh, so if you get bored, you could write a Android Buffet skill.
Yes.
Okay, maybe you'll get bored.
I don't even think it would be hard from what I understand.
I don't think it would be either. I've seen some really interesting ones that hobbyists have done.
Yeah, the skills aren't overly difficult to write, as far as I can tell. It's basically just a JSON API.
Yeah, but my favorite thing I've seen so far is somebody hooked it up to their website to basically say something to the Echo, and then it would basically post to their website.
Sure, that makes sense.
I gotta kick.
I like the pretty lights on it. And I like the fact that, unlike Google, you can change the keyword, you know, whatever it is that it's listening for.
Only to one of three choices.
Right, but one of them's really cool.
Which one? Computer?
Computer.
Yeah, I had that. Cancel. Except, well, I had to change it for a different reason. I was doing that long watch of Star Trek Voyager because I decided I hadn't seen that show in a while.
Yep.
And every time somebody on the show would say that, it would activate the thing.
I think it's got pretty lights.
Yeah.
I wish there was a skill to make the lights.
New skills or new APIs for skills are coming.
I tried Alexa, play some pretty lights, and it started up some music on Spotify via a band called Pretty Lights.
Did you try Sing Me a Song?
Hmm?
Did you try Sing Me a Song? That's a bit cute.
No, I haven't. I haven't actually played with it a whole lot, you know, day job and all, but it's plugged in. And it.
Well, I have it hooked up to the Harmony line of products, so I can tell it to pause my television.
I did hook it into Plex.
I'm thinking of doing that because you remember how I upgraded my primary computer because the old one kept freezing?
Sure.
I repurposed the old one to be the new brain for my Myth TV DVR, which means I have a lot of extra processing capacity compared to what I had in there earlier.
Right.
Which was an AMD Hudson. Extra points if you've ever heard of an AMD Hudson. It was a low power processor that I was using for that. But basically that means I have extra capacity. I might be able to run it as well. And Plex will work.
I like Plex.
Well, Plex will work very well with me, among others.
Even my daughter used Plex.
Well, I like to experiment.
I find it to be a good app and absolutely worth the Plex Pass.
Well, as I said, first I'm going to start with the non-Plex Pass version and decide if I might use it enough to consider a Plex Pass. Anyway, on that note, I guess we'll adjourn.
And good night to you and good night to everyone else.
Wednesday next week?
Out there.
Is Wednesday next week fun?
Yes.
Okay. I'll keep you posted if there are any problems on my end.
Okay.
Good night, Jerry.
Good night.
Good night, listen. They didn't say good night back.
They didn't.
I'm going to have to wait a whole week to hear them say it. Oh, well. Bye now.
Goodbye. Have a good night, man.